Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is March 5th, and this episode is called C for Cautious Personality. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. Proverbs 14:16. If your primary personality trait is cautious, C, you are cautious, competent, careful and calculating, cognitive, critical thinking, compliant, wanting, conscientious, correct, conformist, consistent, and because of all this, you can seem cold in both appearance and approach toward others. C's are typically the true introvert. Don't forget people. You're the thinkers. The majority of you who went to school graduated with some kind of honors. You're perfectionists, which can slow down your progress, though increase the quality. Realize that some things are good enough and don't engineer everything to death. You stay on track long after others have given up. You're not pushy, and you don't have to be the leader like the D's and I's do. That's part of your reserve nature. You have little time for fooling around, and you can see things in your mind unfold step by step. You love to be correct and hate to be wrong. Not because you think you're better than others, you just enjoy being right because, well, it's right. You like to keep things under your control because it ensures accuracy. You're the ones who have been correcting my grammar as you've been reading and listening to this. You know what it means to do your homework, and you naturally have to prove things to yourself. All this can make you seem cold and calculated, but that's not your intention. You're naturally curious and concerned about most things. You ask a boatload of questions, which, to the other non-C personalities, can get tiring. That doesn't mean don't do it. I's and D's take it personally when you question them. They think you don't trust them, which, deep down, you probably don't. And it causes problems. Of course, I's have a tendency to not be careful with facts and the truth. They just want to get the story out, and that makes a difficult problem for a C personality. C's are doctors, lawyers, pilots, songwriters. You take the time, you focus, to achieve the results that you want. That doesn't mean that the other personalities are bad at these things. It just comes more naturally for C's because they can focus and stay on target more easily. Although you don't like to lead, you will lead. And in fact, you will make good level 5 leaders, the pinnacle of leadership, if and only if you remember it's about people first. One of your main difficulties being reserved-oriented is that it's difficult to be in front of a group, so you need to raise your I and D personality, outgoing traits, by learning to connect properly and to raise your people skills well. Doing the homework reduces your fears. 25 to 30% of the population is a cautious personality. Note to dominance. The second largest part of the population is a C, your counterpart in task orientation. Recognize that this group is your friend and they will help you succeed. You both work hard, listen to them well, and balance their concern of risk with your own lack of concern with risk. They're usually right on most subjects because they have done their homework and typically they are very, very smart. They focus. If their secondary trait is supportive, consider putting them in charge of running the organization or department while you concentrate on the bigger picture and futures. Lord, help me learn and display your attributes in these character traits and grow me in people skills. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.